Thank you for tuning in to On the Range Podcast. However you are joining, whether you're on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or anywhere else that you download your podcast, be sure to like, subscribe, and make sure you sign up for notifications so that you do not miss a new episode that comes out of the OTR universe. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to On the Range Podcast. Happy Wednesday, wherever you are. Thank you for making us part of your day. Well, this past weekend, we had another made-up event by the Hollywood elites. This one, the granddaddy of them all, the Oscars, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. Now, this isn't the first time that he's hosted the Oscars. I don't believe that he's funny at all. I think he's among the worst of the late-night talk show hosts. He's not a comedian. He rose to fame with his man show with Adam Carolla, which was pretty good. It was pretty good, but he is not a stand-up comedian, and he was struggling. He was struggling for laughs. It just wasn't funny. It's always an example of just how unattached they are from normal life. Tone-deaf jokes. They just weren't funny. They're all in their glamour, in their glitz. Just totally disconnected from normal Americans for the most part. Regardless, the funniest portion of the Oscars, one of the funniest moments, didn't come from Jimmy Kimmel, didn't come from one of the presenters. It came from a very unlikely source. And the fact that this even occurred, to me, is just incredible. I can't wait to see what the ratings are, but I can tell you, this self-own is epic.
On the Range.
So back to the Oscars. Jimmy Kimmel, at this point, at getting towards the end of the night, I believe he is struggling, and he is just looking for a laugh. It came to his attention, and I don't know how this happened, but it came to his attention that someone did a post on social media, roasting and critiquing the lousy performance of Jimmy Kimmel. So Jimmy Kimmel decides that he is going to read it. So here's the post. Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sleppalophilus. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Also, a really bad politically correct show tonight, and for years, disappointed, boring, and very unfair. Why don't they just give the Oscars to those that deserve it the most? Maybe that way the audience and the TV ratings will come back up from the depths. Make America great again. So Jimmy Kimmel reads that post from True Social. And during the reading of the post, everybody in the crowd is laughing. Probably the biggest laughs he got the whole night. I think they were. But they didn't realize that they're not laughing at Jimmy Kimmel. What they're laughing at is the post from Donald J. Trump. Think about that. He's struggling for a laugh. Somehow finds out that this post in real time was written about him, decides he's going to read it. Now, apparently his wife was backstage and encouraged him not to read it. He should have listened to his wife because everybody laughed the hardest for the first time at Donald Trump's Truth Social post from his own platform. That tells me that Jimmy Kimmel is probably following Donald Trump under some kind of pseudonym on his True Social. So he is so unhinged or just desperate for laughs that he's going to read this post and everybody laughs. It's a self-own of epic proportion. It's a freaking hilarious post. Not only is he doing a self-own because he's unhinged about what Donald Trump is saying about him, he has made all the commentary for the next how many months about is going to be about Donald Trump, the one person that he dislikes the most. So, of course, he goes on the talk show circuit. People magazine writes about it. Everybody's talking about Donald Trump. A critical error. He should have listened to his wife because no one's talking about Jimmy Kimmel's performance, but how funny he was. Everybody's talking about Donald Trump, good or bad. Good or bad, they are talking about the former president. I thought it was an epic post from True Social. It was the funniest thing that I heard the entire night.
On the Range.
Tell me what you think about this take. Do you agree with me? Do you think that Donald Trump's, the former president's post was any good? You don't think it was funny? Do you think Jimmy Kimmel performed well? I got to tell you, it was boring and it did drag on. But it's not the worst I've seen. It's certainly not the best. But the Oscars, it just seems that nobody cares anymore. And the only way that anybody's ever talking about this right now is because of the post that Donald Trump sent. Be safe. Have a great rest of your week. And thank you for joining On the Range podcast. Be sure to swing by warhog.com and kellydefense.com. And also check out the crew membership. Be safe and have a great rest of your week. And we'll see you on the range.